Hypothetically speaking, the show where we discuss a would you rather questions, we take a look at hypothetical scenarios and we analyze them in extreme detail. With me, as always, my partner in crime, Bennett Deedy. Bennett, how we doing?
Doing good, Case. Good to see you both.
You as well, Bennett. Patrick Aloisio.
What's going on? What's up, bros?
Not much, bro. Not much new.
Nice.
Sick references, bro. You have the sickest references ever.
All right. That's not going to be us.
No. Okay. Ready?
Yes, sir.
For today's question, I mean.
Let's do it.
Yes, sir. I like the sir, by the way, Pat. Let's keep that
formal.
Yeah, let's keep it going forward. All right. Today's would you rather, a classic by all standards. Today's would you rather is this. Would you rather? I just spit all over my. Would you rather have every dog you encounter want to attack you, or would you rather every bird you encounter wants to attack you?
That's a fucking great one.
It's also a no-brainer.
is it classic?
It's a classic
no-brainer.
Gotcha.
All right. I'm clearly going to have every dog want to attack me.
Which is insane.
No, it isn't.
I'm team dog.
Yeah. I'm assuming that means Bennett is team bird.
I'm team bird. So you're both team being shredded apart by dogs?
The timing's all off now. I was going to say he's team bird brain, but like.
Let's go toe-to-toe on bird law, see who comes up.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, look.
Couple clarifying.
Very simple. No, there's not even anything to clarify here. It's so simple. Bennett, how many dogs do you encounter on a daily basis?
Well, let's see. I think I remember being at a fucking dog park with you this weekend with two pit bulls and a Rottweiler.
Yeah. So,
explain yourself.
Well, I'll start by saying I'm not going to go to dog parks. I'm not going to be at any dog parks.
Easy no. fix.
So what you're just going to ruin – so Sasha's life is over, basically. You're
Casey.
Gone. Sasha's you're gone. Going
for Sasha.
I can't have a dog that just wants to kill me.
Casey.
So Sasha's out what?
Do you know what the world's biggest bird park is?
The world.
Exactly.
How is okay. that different than dogs?
How many stray dogs are you coming across?
Bennett, of the
wait, time out, time out. Stray dogs?
Exactly, there are exactly. no stray dogs.
That's not a thing in Boston.
Okay, but it's every dog that sees you wants to attack you.
And they're on leashes.
They're all on leashes.
Okay, first of all, if you come across a dog that can do damage to you, it's... Think about the owners that you see carrying around German. I just saw like a 20-year-old girl with a 110-pound German Shepherd.
Yeah, she probably weighs 110 pounds.
Pat, do you have any idea how easily a vicious dog is going to like drag their owners as it's gnawing at your throat?
That's
rude.
This is so simple, Bennett. Everyone has to be outside in their normal daily lives. You probably encounter thousands of birds you don't even notice. And guess how many are on leashes that cannot attack you? Zero.
Casey, how many dogs? So what are you saying you're going to do? First of all, you have a dog. So you're either saying you have to give your dog away.
Yes, that's unfortunate. Okay. And I'll feel less bad when it wants to kill me.
Outside of that.
Now you have to give away Petey.
I'm not giving away Petey.
That's head's going to fall off.
Blind kid. Outside of that,
yeah.
There's no way for you to just avoid an encounter with it's at times it's just completely out of your control. Entirely out of your control.
But they're all on leashes.
Okay, the relevance of that oftentimes is zero, because a vicious dog that wants to fuck you up is getting away from its owner in a heartbeat.
You can't make that assumption.
That's a huge leap, dude. You know how many dogs see like a bunny on their walk and want to go kill it, even more so than it would want to kill me?
Or
and the owner's
dogs.
Not just like, oh no, I've let go of my dog's leash. Watch it go fuck up that bunny. It's going to want to kill me, but the owner's going to be all over it saying no, pulling back on the leash. And I just sprint in the opposite direction just in case it does get away. Or I jump into a building or whatever.
Here's-
you can't go outside. You'll have your eyeballs pecked on your fucking skull.
You ever seen Evan Almighty?
No.
Steve Carell is like Noah and all the birds are attacking him.
Yeah.
Or have you ever seen Birds?
The Birds by Alfred Hitchcock.
Yeah.
Nonsense.
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 Dude, think about like walking through downtown of Boston where there's just flocks of seagulls are like kind of big too.
You can never go to the beach again.
Even ducks.
Here's the thing, neither can you.
No, I of course. Dogs are not just out and about doing whatever they damn well please.
You might not be thinking of every dog as this like vicious creature because it isn't. But if every time you encounter a dog, which right now in your life is all the time, here's the thing. You're telling me that you're just going to like drastically change your life, get rid of your dog, like somehow never encounter another dog again, which is nonsense. You're going to, and the second that you do, there's... Even if it's like a golden retriever, if it decides to fuck you up,
yeah,
rude.
Let's say...
Can you jump in here? He's missing the key point about the leash. The thing that prevents
Here's the question. Yeah. How quickly would both of... Like, how long... Unless you're just denying the fact that... Casey, if you... Here's the thing. If you came over to my place right now in Boston, okay... Yeah. And we went out for a walk.
Yep.
I guarantee you that in that time alone, yes, I'm being attacked by a swarm of birds.
Dude, you're not getting away from the first swarm.
Okay, we say swarm, like...
Flock.
No, we say swarm because it's going to be a swarm. You probably encounter hundreds of birds a day.
It's not going to be a swarm like every time.
You're going to be covered in shit.
I think that, so back to my point though, Casey, in that instance, I guarantee in one walk through the city, the same thing is happening to you, where you are going to have a vicious dog that is very likely to get off of its leash. And I would say most dogs are going to fuck you up. Like badly. Dogs literally they will fuck you up.
I'm not denying what a dog would do to me. I'm just bringing up the clear point that a dog is shackled 100% of the time.
Hypothetically speaking here.
Yeah.
Let's say that dogs and birds are both or let's say a dog is attacking you and birds are attacking you, okay?
Yeah.
Once the attack has started, the owner is still like constantly trying to get the dog off. And I would even assume some people would come in and potentially try and help.
Yes.
Nobody owns the birds. Nobody cares about the birds. They're just going to keep attacking you until you either find safety or die.
Right. But here's the other thing. I'm now conscious of this the same way that you are, right? So I can get away from birds, especially in a city.
How?
By flying away, Pat.
Well, I'd probably be fucked if I flew away.
You'd have to bring an umbrella everywhere.
Well, that's the other question, is what type of precautionary measures can I take with weapons against these birds?
Well, that's the other thing. If I'm a concealed carry, I can just shoot any dog that attacks me. You're going to have to shoot 1,000
dog murderer in all of the fucking country.
No, but here's the thing.
Boys on the leash.
First of all, seeing someone be attacked by a swarm of birds would be one of the funniest things you could ever
find. Your death would be the funniest death, and it would be day one of this.
That's why no one would come to help you, because they'd all just be dying laughing.
Dying laughing.
Okay, Pat.
You're dying, they're laughing.
Vicious pit bull attacking you, one, it's only a matter of seconds before it shreds you apart. And two, you better hope there's like a Navy SEAL around the corner, because the average Joe is not jumping in to help you. I can promise you that. Chances are you deserved it and you aren't getting any support. And it's a matter of seconds until the damage that's going to happen from a vicious dog the next time you see one. Because here's the thing. I get there on leash. We're all fucked either way. We're being attacked all the time. My volume is exponentially greater.
I straight up don't think we're fucked at all.
Casey, we were in an open space the other day with dogs. I know we were at a dog park, but even if you're at a park in general where people just let their dogs off of their leash, like you said, a beach, a neighbor's house, whatever it might be, dogs aren't stray, but they're off of their leashes all the time without you knowing it and without you having any control over it. So what I'm saying is that it's very hard to escape a dog. Okay, birds, you can like go inside. Thousands of birds are not waiting for me to exit this mice, like the building.
But you don't realize how many birds encounter you.
No,
I'm putting up a bird feeder right by your door.
I do realize it. Okay. And I can make an escape and take precautionary measures in ways that will help me prevent this interaction. Whereas for you,
yeah.
What are you doing?
I'm Googling how fast do birds fly.
How sharp are their talons too?
Birds fly anywhere between 20 to 30 miles per hour.
How fast do dogs run?
Irrelevant. They're on leashes, so 0 miles an hour.
Listen, all it's going to take for you is...
Dogs can run between 15 and 20 miles per hour for short distances.
Casey, how about this, dude? We have, like, a thing of meat in our back pocket. In case a dog gets off the leash, distract him with the meat.
Of course.
Yeah, Pat. And like you said, I'm carrying a bird feeder, chucking it and running it the other way.
But there's too many.
There's way too many.
Have you ever seen birds flock towards like one shitty piece of bread on the street?
Yeah, they dominate.
Shitty piece of bread.
They've forgotten about me entirely, and now they're focused on the thousands of seeds in which I've just laid out for them. Okay, so here's my point.
Yes, get to it.
All it's going to take is the next encounter with a vicious dog and a not-so-vicious owner, and you're actually going to be, like, badly hospitalized. You're going to be fucked up.
Maybe you'll get a tiny cut from one of the birds and then develop bird flu and die a slow, painful death.
That would suck.
Yeah. I mean, Pat, I need more contribution from you. You said it right from the beginning, dude. I will avoid parks and beaches if need be. That's fine. But you have to avoid everything outside in the world.
Which is terrible.
You can't go outside. There's going to be a bird there's going to be multiple birds everywhere you go. And you literally have to kill every single one or they're going to keep attacking you.
Well, that's the other point, though, is that I have more of a chance of escaping these birds than you do a dog that's like right on top of you or running at you.
I don't know why you think that. I highly disagree with that. Pat, do you think he has a better chance?
Most of the things that you would do to get away from a dog, like just instinctively, the dog can do as well, right? Uh-huh. So for me, I'm just saying I have more opportunity for like a hiding spot or a shelter or something like that where fucking birds can't get to when a dog is literally like on your ass and there's really nowhere for you to go. It's going to be able to do a lot of the same things that you're going to do to get away, especially a fucking beastly athletic dog, which is what I'm talking about here. That's going to rip you apart. That's the other thing I'm thinking about, is the damage that's going to be done to you the first time this happens.
But the first time this happens could literally be a year from now that I encounter a dog off leash or one that gets away from the dog.
You can like bullshit up all you want about this off leash thing. If on Saturday morning you and I go for a walk through the North End and you think that a German shepherd is not like yanking someone to the ground and then getting off leash and coming at you, then you're crazy.
Pat.
Yeah.
I need you to say things.
I'm trying to look up. I'm trying to look up the number of birds in Boston.
That's hilarious.
It says there's 500 species in Massachusetts. So even if we say there's what, 1,000 of each of those.
Yep.
That's a shitload of birds Ben is dealing with.
That's 500,000 birds.
Yeah, I mean,
technically,
how many dogs out there in the city that could kill you?
Beak missiles.
Those birds are a lot more so afraid of me than these vicious dogs are of you. I can tell you that.
But no, they want to attack you.
Yeah, we just made them not afraid of you. They want to kill you.
Yeah, but you can respond and react, and it's not going to be 500 birds every time, right? I might walk out and see one fucking seagull or like five birds.
But then he makes the squawk to all the, his seagull friends to be like, hey, the shithead's over here. Let's attack him.
I found a giant shitty piece of bread.
Yeah. That's you.
One dog.
Like separate podcast, I think I could take a dog.
Dude, anything like 40 pounds or less, I would just curb stomp the shit out of them. Like,
I'm not concerned about like little dogs that you could fuck up, which you're probably underestimating because like you just said, we've now made it so they're vicious and attacking you, right? It might as well be a wild animal, even with a dog you would never expect. So chances are you're going to be in more trouble than you think, but you know you're already fucked for any dog that could actually like do damage, which are dogs you see all the time, which are escaping their owners in a heartbeat and coming after you. The fact that you think you're going to make it a year, like Casey, if you go out to New Hampshire, for example, right? There are dogs just roaming around like the lake, whatever it might be, near where you are. All it takes is one.
But they're not off leash. If they're off leash, they have electric shock collars on and they're in their backyard. And if it goes 10 feet past that, it'll die of shock waves anyway.
No, it'll get electrocuted. It'd be even more pissed off and take it out on you.
I actually have a funny twist to this. So Bennett goes outside and gets in his car. Are birds bombarding his car? Because technically,
probably. It's like.
No, that's like saying dogs are like chasing down. That's stupid.
But dogs wouldn't bother us because they can't jump all the way up to the window, really. Birds can just be
they
hitting
can't your jump to the window of the car? What like, are you talking about?
Like I'm saying, if you're driving, it's not obstructing your view. Whereas, like, if you're driving, birds are just pelting your windshield.
They aren't.
They might.
Here's the other thing. I love dogs, and now I get to continue to interact. For all I know, I decide I'm going to get myself a family of dogs and live inside on a farm where the bird population is zero for the rest of my fucking life. You
what
can't
farms have a bird population of zero?
Exactly none.
No, listen, I could 100% find a place where I'm less likely to be attacked by birds than other places.
Not only that, your carpet is going to be full of dog shit because you can't take him outside to go to the bathroom because you'd get attacked by birds.
Not if I'm in a zero bird population, then I'm good.
Name me a place you would have a farm where there's a zero bird population.
I can't off the top of my
head. And if you say like Antarctica, then you're going to be getting attacked by penguins and shit.
Yeah, so now his life went from normal life to I have a family of dogs in Antarctica.
And I love the fact that I
continue to interact with man's best friend. An amazing experience. One of your favorite in life right now, Casey. You can't even go to people's houses anymore.
Not people with dogs.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't have a dog. My dad doesn't have a dog. Steve doesn't have a dog.
Right.
I don't leave my house that often anyway. So no, I just get Sasha to the curb. What?
I said, no, you just have a dog right now yourself.
Right, which I couldn't have.
I do have a dog. And most people you know and are close with for the remainder of your life will probably have a dog as well, at least some of them. And like that in and of itself is just going to be a pain in the ass problem. But that's irrelevant to the fact that like Fuck these birds. Like, a dog's gonna fuck you up. Without question.
If you have more than three birds attacking you at once, they will blind you. They will 100% blind you, and then
like
you're fucked.
Like I said, precautionary measure. Glasses.
You could actually even take it further. If Bennett's, like, on a farm, there's going to be way more, like, hawks and eagles and shit.
Dude, do you know how quickly a hawk goes?
100 miles an hour.
It's like 241 miles an hour in a dive bomb.
It'd be like getting shot in the head with a sniper.
It would go straight through you. It would tear a hole through your whole body.
Right.
God forbid he's encountering hawks and vultures and bald eagles and...
Yeah, like those eagles that pick up goats and throw them off the side of mountains. Let's give me Bennett now.
Do they have videos of that we can watch?
Yeah, but you can't, like...
There's one great video.
Oh, I have
to. Yeah, well, we should also pull up our canines in training.
Right, but they're being trained.
Yeah, to fuck people that they hate up, like you, and pass viciously.
Do you know how many canine police dogs I've ever seen? Zero.
That's a lie. That's absolute bullshit.
Yeah, that's a lie.
That's a lie, dude.
Okay. Comparison to the amount of birds I've seen.
Yeah, I mean, it's been...
But here's the thing. If we think about this, like, historically with all the dogs you've ever seen, granted, you're now anticipating this, like, massive life change where you'll never come across a dog again that can harm you. You'd basically be dead, like, 50% of the days you've lived so far.
I don't know how I'm just thinking of this now. Benno was saying that we can't go to the beach anymore. That is Seagullville, USA.
I said that initially. I said he can't ever go to a beach again.
Yeah, okay. So neither of us are going to the beach.
I mean, dude, where are there dogs off of leash at a beach?
Yeah, that's true.
If we look
also just go on the water.
Here's the thing. I guarantee you that if we looked up percentages of dog attacks on people, do you really think they're off leash every time?
No, but I think they're
off. Okay, exactly. So let me stop you there. Almost every time something like that happens, that dog is on a leash and easily gets away the second it decides it wants to be the wild animal that it is and fuck somebody up. So, like, you might get lucky here and there with having a strong owner who's going to resist the fact that the dog is trying to run away. Chances are, with all of the dogs that would do damage, they're going to catch their owner off guard one and easily get away, especially with someone who's just like a normal person that isn't like able to resist a 100-pound dog. That, all of the times that would happen to you so far in your life is countless, and it would continue to be the case, and all it would take is that one time until you're like, I mean, that's the thing. These dogs are, it's going to kill you. It's going to kill you.
Dog's going to be running straight into an uppercut right to the jaw, and then you're good.
Casey, five of the dogs I saw with you this weekend would have massacred you.
And I would encounter exactly zero of them by not going to the dog park.
Right. Okay, so that's one thing. That's a good choice. You're no longer going to dog parks. I commend you on that. It doesn't matter. Let's go take a walk through any city.
You won't make it on the second street of that city. Birds will...
You guys are afraid of birds.
Yes.
You're afraid of birds. That
you would last longer.
I can't believe
every bird you
also, even if they're not killing you.
What this comes down to is that you're afraid of birds. And I'm not talking about vultures.
Dude.
Okay, or hawks diving 200 miles an hour, or fucking pterodactyls. I'm talking about fucking, like, birds, like tiny little fucking birds and seagulls that I'm going to be, like, swiping left and right. You guys are going up against a Rottweiler who's got, like, an 18-year-old kid walking around. Game over. Do you have any idea how fucking horrible it would be? If you look up attacks, Rottweiler attacks them, they latch onto your neck and then squeeze. That's what you would be doing, Pat. You'd be falling asleep until your demise.
Dude, like,
do you know how fast I would get running from birds everywhere I went?
Well, that's kind of what I'm saying. Like, even if you take out, like, the injury aspect of it, every time you go outside, you have some sort of, at least an annoyance of birds constantly hitting you where you have to be swiping. You can't have convos with people. Whereas if there's a dog and the owner does restrict them, then it has nothing to do with me and Casey. It's as if we have no half of the hypothetical because we have a completely normal life. You just hear a dog barking. Otherwise, you're constantly...
A completely normal life where every dog you see is deciding to kill you?
But if their owner's also, holding them...
In this hypothetical, where are you that the first dog is now trying to attack you?
Outside.
Outside. So how long is it going to be before the second dog tries to attack you? And that's a big... Hold on. That's a big if in terms of the owner resisting a dog that's actually relevant to the scenario, and all it takes is one. That's it. All it takes is the next angry dog you see, and you literally, you're in the hospital. And then you get out of the hospital, and then the next angry dog you see puts you right back in there if you survive. You're afraid of birds. You're actually both afraid of fucking seagulls. You guys are using seagulls and, like, pigeons as examples. Oh, I have a swarm of pigeons attacking me. Boo fucking who? I don't care. They're not going to do a goddamn thing. Casey, when's the last time you had to worry about a hawk coming at you at 200 miles an hour?
There's a hawk at the dog park that kills little dogs.
Oh, everybody. So, but you're not going to the dog park. Because if you do...
Neither are you, apparently, because there's a hawk there.
Oh, no, no. I'm going to the dog park. There's no fucking hawk there that is...
There is. Every person who has a dog under 5 pounds kills
afraid of birds. You're afraid of birds. And the next dog that you... encounter that has sharp teeth, you're done.
This is the most delusional argument possibly I've ever heard on this podcast.
Well, that's not true. That Pat is in the mix here. That's completely untrue.
All right.
It's to me that you're afraid of birds.
I'm afraid of every bird attacking me at once.
That's right.
And you should be too.
No, you should be afraid of dogs that will fuck you up.
Okay.
Like the dogs up.
What an
we've had enough of this one. I'm gonna send this one to the listeners. Listeners, what would you rather? Would you rather have a set of, you know, would you rather have a bunch of puppies on leashes trying to attack you, held completely and utterly restricted by their owners?
Or seagulls texting on their phone.
While the owner, yeah, exactly. You just have a faint dog bark in the background and just live a normal life? Or would you rather, the moment you step outside into the world every day for the rest of your life, have a suicide bomb carpet bombing of kamikaze birds? Oh,
what a shame you can never play with a dog again, especially in one case. That's
you
a shame.
You play with a small one.
I mean, not really.
Yeah, really. Yeah. They're not going to kill you.
Puppies hate you.
No, they'd be like
hate you, but they can't do any damage. All right, listen, let us know what you think. Speak hypothetically at yahoo.com. Drop us a line, you know, subject line, chihuahua, death, and let us know what you think. Let us know. Hit us up. Love you both. Good work today.
See ya.
Much love.
Adios.